Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hey, Stuart, how you doing?
Hi, Rich, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. It's coming in loud and clear. Is Jeff coming on? Here he is.
Yeah, I think he may already be.
I see him. I see him on the screen. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah. I'm here. Hi.
Okay, very good. So everyone is here. I'll put Adrienne on so she can prep you on procedures. And
okay.
Hang on.
All right. Thanks, Stuart.
You can prep on this line.
Hello.
Hey, Adrienne.
Hi, Adrienne.
Hi. So I hear you very, very well. Stuart will do a voice check very soon.
Okay.
What I wanted to tell you was I had the opportunity to speak with Ryan and John today because I was interviewing them for some articles we're writing.
Yeah.
And I asked them both, what would be the message that would be most useful to them? And when they answered me, it was really worked out very well because what John said was, if Rich could make it clear that, and Jeff too, that this is not an obscure investment, that there are a lot of people out there who do it.
Yeah.
That would help him. That this is not, the idea that this is exclusive and hard to get into would not be his thing. It would be, you know, you just haven't heard about it or you haven't had access to it, but lots of people are doing it. So for that.
Just so you know, Adrienne, that was my thought as well. I was going to cover that when you said at one point you wanted me to talk about, you know, our relationship with Stanley Gibbons. I was going to talk about how we, you know, got together, first met Jeff, what was it, almost 10 years ago right now, Jeff? And then basically let him know that we liked the idea from the start. Stanley Gibbons had noticed that this was, you know, basically something that was really done only by the super rich, and they have found a way to make it available to individual investors. Your average guy can own high-end rare stamps, world coins,
right,
rare books, et cetera. So.
Great. So you're going to be the first one that I'm going to ask a question to, and it's going to be something like you are a long-time, you know, international well-known dealer in precious metals.
Mm-hmm.
How is it you came to offer rare stamps and rare coins and other rarities for an investment, not for collectors? So I'm really just opening up the door for you to say whatever you want to say.
Okay.
And that's what you could say.
Okay.
Then I'm going to go on to Jeff. Now, Jeff, if you want to, you can talk about China. You can talk about, and we have on the show, in other aspects, about how many people are investing that are younger. Because you're going to see the way I'm going to introduce it. I'm going to introduce it from the point of view of older people because that's what this show is. But I wanted to tell you what Ryan said. When I asked Ryan what would be the most useful thing, he said, you know, Adrienne, I'm thinking that I'm going to get leads and I'm going to really pass them off for Jeff to work them and to meet the people. So it'd be great if people understood exactly what an investment manager does when it comes to tangibles, because they know what it is. When it comes to stocks and bonds, maybe they know. But they surely don't know with this. So
I think Jeff wants to talk about how they build, you know, diversified portfolios for any, you know, price range, basically. Yeah.
Right.
And so, we're going to cover books and art as well as rare stamps and coins, right?
Yes, absolutely. So
I was going to say we need to.
Right, so those are going to be the two leading questions. One, really open-ended for Rich, the first question. The second question for you is going to be, what do you do? But you could say, before that, I just wanted to mention about what's going on in China. It's also huge. It's not just here in the U.S. How many people know about this, how many average people know about it, and younger people know about it. So that would be great. And then I'm just going to ask you questions back and forth. And you'll know who I'm asking because I'll say your name.
Okay.
Now, what will happen is I'm going to know the clock. So about 2 minutes before the clock winds down, I will wrap up and say, and you know, because you have more than one segment, say, and stay tuned for the next segment. The other thing that's going to sound funny to you is you're doing the second half of the show. So when I introduce this segment, it won't be like I'm introducing the show, because there's going to be a first segment that actually introduces the whole show. So you're going to hear me say, "We're back," and you're not going to say, "Where are we back from?" Well, we're back from a part of the show that you never heard, okay?
Right.
And that's it. Okay, so, Stuart?
Where do we get a chance to tell them how to reach us?
I ask you about 100 times.
Okay.
That's right. And then
got
you
it.
Answer it. Hold on.
Sounds good.
So we're going to be quiet now. Stuart's going to play music, which actually is going to be heard by everybody. And then I'm going to introduce this next part of the show. And then I'm going to... And now remember, Rich, you've been on this show before.
Yeah.
So, okay. I'm ready, Stuart. Are you going to give me... how many minutes is this segment? This is the first segment now is 11 minutes, just so that you know. But we'll be doing the timing. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what's inappropriate.
What, Mom?
Why is it so hilarious when grandmas do anything other than watch Matlock? Every Adam Sandler movie has some grandma doing something young.
You know, hello, 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 and we are back, and we're having a high old time here, because in this part of our show, I'm going to reintroduce you to one of my favorite people on the entire planet, and that person is Rich Check. Now, you know him. He's probably one of your favorite people, too, because he's been on the show more than once. And we have a very, very special additional guest, and that is Jeff Anandapa. Now, they work together in one particular area, and I'm going to set the stage for you guys. A couple of weeks ago, we had Keith Heddle from Stanley Gibbons speaking about rare stamps and rarities in general. And you know we have a website, and that is GenerationBoldRadio.com, where we ask people what is of interest to them. And we got a very, very strong reaction. People wanted to know how they could become investors in tangibles like stamps, like coins, like books. Many of them were collectors already. Many of them want to share this with their children and grandchildren. And frankly, you know, we have an older audience. Everybody knows that. And it does statistically skew a little bit older, these kinds of investments. But people did not know anything about how they could make an investment. And so we wanted to kind of cap our first interview with Keith Heddle of Stanley Gibbons by bringing you the North American representative of Stanley Gibbons here, which is ASI, your good friend Rich Checkin, and also, though, the insider, the investment manager with regard to stamps and coins and many other things in your portfolio, Jeff Anandapa. It's a rare opportunity for you, and I'm extremely excited about it. So let's start with Rich. Rich, first of all, thank you for being back on our show.
It's great to be back, Adrian. Thank you.
So I want to throw this out. You know, this is a show, Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. You and Asset Strategies International, ASI, have been in the business for decades, over three decades, with gold, platinum, palladium. You've talked about this on our show many times. And the truth is that your clientele does skew a little bit older. That is true. And this seems to be the case also with rare investments, rare tangible investments. How did you make that swing to from precious metals to this type of investment, and why?
Well, as you said, we've been dealing with precious metals for three decades, and as a result, we fully understand the value of having real, intrinsically valuable assets in your portfolio. They bring certain dimensions to your portfolio that other traditional investment stocks, bonds, et cetera, don't. So, you know, we speak, we exhibit. We've been doing this for a long time, and about 10 years ago, we ran into Jeff Anandapa of Stanley Gibbons, the world's leader in rare stamps, and at this point, world leader in rare stamps and collectibles of all kinds. And we liked Jeff from the start. We understood his product from the start and what it could do for investors. And as time went on and we dug a little deeper, we found how much more it could do for your portfolio when you start talking about the legacy potential, the non-correlated nature of the collectible investments they offer. And the key thing for us was, you know, this is an investment that typically was only reserved for the super rich, the old uber wealthy. And
right.
Jeff and the folks at Stanley Gibbons found a way to take it to a point where individual investors, average folks like you and me, can actually invest in high-end rare stamps, first edition books and prints, world coins, etc., by riding on the coattails of collectors. And as investors, it brought great benefits to our portfolio.
Yeah, and you know, because we do talk to the older adult, because this is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth, we talk about money. It's one of the things that has to do with successful aging. And I'm getting a lot of feedback from people who are listeners saying that they're nervous again. They were nervous in 2008. They're nervous. They did great for several years. They're nervous again because they see their portfolios possibly dropping. Some of them have already had that experience. And they're saying, you know, stocks and bonds used to balance each other out. They don't anymore. And therefore, there is this run toward these tangible investments where your profit center, your risk is just uncorrelated. The rise and the fall are just uncorrelated to what's going on in the stock market. Now, I have seen charts at 2008, which was one of the worst years for a pullback, and actually ruined many of my listeners' retirements. And the rare stamps, the rare coins, simply did not go down. Many times it went up. So I'm going to toss this over to you, Jeff. This is probably still something that most people do not see as an investment. And you're kind of the man of the world. You know, you could be in one of those great commercials where you have an exotic drink in front of you because you were born in Sri Lanka. You work in Singapore and in London and in New York. What are you seeing? Are you seeing the average person, like Rich is saying, getting interested in tangible investments?
Yes, certainly, and thank you, Adrian, for having me on the show. Absolutely, we tried to make this accessible to the average investor. Stanley Gibbons, as a company, has dealt with collectors of stamps for over 150 years, but the investment department is relatively new, only about 10 years or so old. And our aim was to deal with investors and to put together portfolios of rare stamps, rare coins, books, art, etc., within an investment contract, which makes it easy for investors not only to buy the products but also to sell them. We recognize that the key difference between collectors and investors is that investors need to know how they're going to sell their stamps or their coins at some stage and get a good return on their investment, whereas collectors will often buy a stamp or coin and put it away for 10 or 20 years in their collection and forget about it. So we've tried to make this as accessible. The minimum investment through Stanley Gibbons in a portfolio of whether it's stamps or coins or books starts at only $25,000, which for the average investor is fairly accessible. And with this, they can purchase a whole portfolio. This would be perhaps 5 or 10 stamps or coins across a different range, a different area of collecting. Perhaps they may include British stamps or perhaps some Asian stamps or coins. These would be a diversified portfolio. And this is using the expertise that Stanley Gibbons has. My colleagues in London have been in the business of selling stamps and coins for many decades, and they're truly experts in their particular areas. And I use their expertise to find investment-grade stamps and coins for my clients, putting together diversified portfolios, offering them to clients with free storage, free insurance. So the investor doesn't need to worry about these kind of things. And yes,
right.
We have tried to make it easy. For
yeah, I think that people who have been collectors understand that they've spent a lot of money in storage, or they've made a lot of mistakes, and they've had deteriorating art and manuscripts and so on. And that's a great thing to know. But before we take a little break, I want to just throw it over to Rich again. You are the North American representative. People are interested. I know that because we're only doing this because we've had positive feedback on some of the other programs we've had. So tell people quickly how to find you, and then we will repeat that right after our break.
Okay. The easiest way is our toll-free number from the States or from Canada, 1-800-831-0007. And you can also 1-800-831-0007. Toll-free U.S. and Canada.
And, of course, we have Asset Strategies International has a website, right? Give
Absolutely.
Us the website.
That's www.assetstrategies, all one word, .com.
Okay, now when we come back.
AssetStrategies.com.
AssetStrategies.com. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk with these fellows, Jeff Anadapa and Rich Chicken. But we're also going to talk about what's going on offshore. We're going to take you on a little bit of a trip to China. We're going to take you on a little bit of a trip to the Channel Islands in England. And you're going to see that maybe your stamps are having a better time than you are. We'll be right back. This is Adrienne Berg. This is Generation Bold. This is the Fountain of Truth. Don't you go anywhere. Okay, so we're off taping for a minute. There's going to be commercials in here, but you guys won't hear it, okay? So when we come back, we're going to be on our second segment. I'll tell you how long that is in a minute. I'm going to start with Jeff this time. Well, actually, I would like to repeat how to find you guys. So who would be – could Jeff do that, or should we stay with Rich on that one?
I think stay with Rich on that.
Okay, we'll stay with Rich.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, and on your end here, since we're staying with you, let me ask you also a question, not just to say where you are, all right? And that is, I think it is important to know that I like the idea of saying that ASI is not commission-based. I really do.
Okay.
I don't know if that would be the main thing that you want
but
to say, but...
No, that wouldn't apply in the case of Stanley Gibbons, right?
Good.
I think the point is our sales reps are not commission based. So when they talk to you, they're not gonna sell something so that they can better themselves. They're strictly rated on how well they take care of you. So it is appropriate. ASI makes a commission, but the individual reps don't.
Good. So then I want to go back over to Jeff and talk about what I teased, which was to say a few words about what's going on with China, right? What you're seeing at some of the conferences, which you talk about. And also we'll talk about the storage. Okay? And then we'll keep going depending on how much time we have. So this is actually shorter than the other one, so it's 8 minutes and 10 seconds, and I'll be wrapping up. Okay? So I'm ready to go whenever you are still. Inappropriate for my age. Well, you know what? If you want to be inappropriate for your age, you definitely have come to the right place. This is Adrienne Berg, host of Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth about Aging. We talk about so many different things, and we often talk about money and how to preserve your assets. And we bring you things that you may not hear anywhere else, maybe even anywhere else in the world. For example, right now we are with two really superstars of rare tangible investing and tangible investing in general. That is president of Asset Strategies International, Rich Chechen, who's been on our show more than once, and one of his compatriots, Jeff Anandapa, a true man of the world, an international man, who is the investment manager at Stanley Gibbons. Stanley Gibbons Limited is on the Strand in London. You can go visit it. If you're a stamp collector, you know it, because you already have all their catalogs. They are the Bible. But we're not talking about collecting. We're talking about investing. And I want to throw it right to Rich right now, because I know what people do think. People are very concerned. They've perhaps never heard of it, or they think of it as something that Malcolm Forbes does, and who can they trust? I think it's very important, Rich, to tell people the way ASI operates and how to find ASI for further education.
Appreciate that, Adrian. And yeah, we are a little different than most folks you would find in the tangible sector, whether it be precious metals or, you know, collectibles, et cetera. ASI, you know, for 33 years of existence, has never paid its sales force on a commission basis. And we're an odd duck, if you will, in this world as a result. But for us, we think it's critical. We think, a whole wide range of quality services and products to our clients. We give our sales reps or preferred client relations reps fantastic tools to help our clients, your listeners, you know, achieve their goals. But we don't want our reps trying to sell you something or trying to buy something back from you, because they're going to make a whopping commission. If we're hanging carrots in front of their noses, their interests become more important than your listeners, our clients' interests. So we take that very seriously. We reward them not on how big of a sale they make, but on how well they take care of clients. And obviously for them, it's an easy job when they have products like rare stamps, rare coins, first edition prints and books and so forth, like the folks at Stanley Gibbons offer.
Now, just give us the website, because you're going to find a lot of education there, particularly if you look at the Stanley Gibbons information there, you will find some.
Sure.
Download
it's,
and guide.
It's www.assetstrategies.com, or they can call us toll free at 800-831-0007.
Now, Jeff, and now I'm speaking with Jeff Anandapa, and you heard him the first segment here. He is the investment manager over at Stanley Gibbons, and he has many offices. He's worked in Singapore, he's worked in London, Hong Kong, and of course the United States, all for people who are interested in investing in rare stamps and other rare tangibles. And, you know, we had said at the beginning that this kind of investment, for one reason or another, appeals to the older adult. But, Jeff, you've told me more than once that there's a whole world of young people coming into this investment, and many of them are from China. What can you tell us about that?
That's very true, Adrian. Collecting stamps, in fact, all types of collecting are still extremely popular in Asia, China, India, Malaysia, and the collector base is very, very young. Just to give you an example, my first visit to China was in 2007. I went to a stamp show in a small provincial town called Luoyang, and they had a stamp show for over 10 days. Now, a stamp show like this in the U.S. or in the U.K. might attract 10 or 20,000 visitors, but this particular one attracted, they say, 750,000 visitors.
Wow.
And these were all families coming with young children, teenagers, people in their early 20s. They were taking photos of themselves in front of the exhibits. So it was a great, great show, great atmosphere. Collectibles are still very much in vogue in China. And for a long time, collecting stamps was banned under the communist regimes. But now anyone can collect stamps. And with the increasing use of internet and so on, Chinese collectors are able to buy stamps from around the world. And this is really what's causing the boom in Asian collectibles, not just stamps, but also coins and art and antiques and so on. This is what's causing prices for these old items to go up in value everywhere around the world. And we've seen record prices. The prices for the world record price for a Chinese stamp was broken 3 times in just 1 year. Same story in India as well. It's record was broken twice in 1 year. So that's yes, very much younger collector base.
And, you know, as Rich always says, a rising tide just rises all ships, and that, of course, is having an effect on stamps everywhere. In our last few moments, I'm going to keep this with Jeff, because I mentioned the Channel Islands. What is the connection between Stanley Gibbons, stamps, investing, and the Channel Islands?
Well, the Channel Islands are part of the British Isles, but they're not part of the United Kingdom. So it's kind of offshore from the UK as well. And that's where our investment office is based. The investments are done through the Channel Islands, and the stamps and coins belonging to our investors are stored in the Channel Islands free of charge in our secure vaults covered by our insurance. So that's the connection there. It's a little bit like the Caymans for the U.S., I guess.
And of course, and it's free, and that's important because once you collect, you know that it's very expensive to store. But when you invest with Stanley Gibbons, it is free. Now, I'm very thrilled because these are pretty sophisticated folks that we're talking to, and they are sophisticated investments. And as Rich said at the very beginning, it was only available at one time to truly the very wealthy. And when you read all the literature, you're going to see Malcolm Forbes and Bill Gross, who started PIMCO, the largest bond fund, and lots of big names you know. But isn't it wonderful
Queen of England.
That here on Fountain of Truth, we can bring it to you personally if you have an interest. So we have 2 seconds. Rich, just give us one more time where they can find you.
Great. Website is www.assetstrategies.com. Phone number toll-free is 1-800-831-0007.
Fantastic. And for everybody else, this is Generation Bold. We will see you next week. You know what we say every single week? Get out there, kids, and make it happen. Perfection.
It was good?
Yeah. Didn't you guys say
did we get
good?
Across everything we wanted?
I think so.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's fine for me.
I think it's fun. Remember, it has to be listenable. It can't be, you know, little just snippets. It has to tell a story, which you did in everything that was asked. And I think it was great. We had a complement of voices, which is good. Then, of course, although we did it all at once, there's going to be a fairly large number of minutes of commercials in between, right?
Gotcha.
Right.
Yep.
So people hear some of it, all of it, whatever. And it makes some sense since a few weeks earlier they will have heard Keith.
Okay. When do you think all this stuff will air?
So when is Keith on? This weekend, right, Stu? Okay, so we need to give this a little time not to sound like, you know, a sales pitch. You would think, maybe 4 weekends after, the fourth weekend. Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be good.
Yeah,
okay.
You don't want to just hit them with Stanley Gibbons all the time. I think they'll think something's up.
Yeah, I mean, we could always do is, look, Jeff, if you
our
guys want to do the, if you want to do the tangible asset hour, we can always do the tangible asset hour with Rich Chicken and Jeff Anadapas. That's, we can do it. But that's, it's as simple as
tell me when you're ready,
did.
Jeff. I'm good.
By the way, Jeff, did you talk to Keith at all or Richard Gladdell about their experience being interviewed?
I didn't really get a chance, to be honest, because Keith rushed off the same day. And we were doing the tours of Mallet, so I didn't really get a chance to speak to Keith. Even Rich went off, I think, early the day after, so no.
Mm. Right.
But
I'm
sure it went well.
No, it went very well, but I also, we have one more to go. We have Max.
Right,
Yeah, don't forget
And you
Max.
Definitely want to get Max. Max is got good charisma, and he obviously is passionate about what he talks about, and I think his product is going to touch a lot of people and bring them in.
Yeah, no, it's great. I don't know if it was sent to you. I wrote like 2 or 3 paragraphs today of webinars. Was it Stuart saying it was sent?
I got it. I read it first thing this morning.
Right. I mean,
haven't had a chance to answer, but...
Okay. But it's not the biggest War and Peace. It's just to get the ball rolling, to let Jeff, to let Vicki know that I didn't forget anything we said to each other, and to tell her, make sure she knows that it's not there to take up her time, because she's got a lot on her plate. Okay?
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
Great. So thank you very much. We're good.
Great.
Hey,
okay.
just so you know, just to add to that, Jeff, for your benefit and Adrian, there's a guy at Stansberry, Fernando, who basically wrote the model for something that, in the way of webinars, that Stansberry's been having incredible success with. Basically, what they're doing is they're getting on the air with an interactive webinar, but basically, you know, force feeding information, kind of like a promo, but you know, given verbally. And they do that at like about 8 o'clock at night for about a half hour, 45 minutes, something like that. And then at that point, when they finish, they go ahead and say, "Okay, we have a special deal for you, for anyone who calls us to take advantage of this between now and midnight." And they're doing $1 to $2 million worth of business in a 3 hour time period. It's powerful. It's interesting. And Lena and Jamin are going to go up to Baltimore, spend a little time with Fernando, and talk about the nuts and bolts and see if they can try to figure out a way to make that translate to our world, just so you know.
Right. Let me add a quick thing there. Elaine and I had discussed Fernando. I didn't know his name, but we had discussed it, okay? So when you look at, and that was a long time ago, when you look at the webinar email, even though it's short, you're going to see number 2 on there. The number 2 is the Fernando model. And that is, you do your webinar and you have a finite amount of time where they get a bonus if they buy. Now, on that one, I actually put 24 hours, only because it's such a different kind of investment than what they're giving you, and it has a certain amount of entry level. But I would love to speak to Fernando. I could go with him, or I could just do the telephone, because his model has a very specific protocol for the way you say things. Who says what first? Who says what second? I've studied and done those protocols, but he may have yet another little one. It's agitating a problem. They spend a long time first on the problem. They don't even tell you what the solution is. Then after they agitate the problem, they give you the solution, then the features. And then they have some Q&A, and we have all the technology for that. I spoke to Vicki about that. They take a poll in the middle. We have technology for that. We can do all that. But I would be very interested to hear how they do exactly. Okay? That's great.
Now
thank you.
Okay. We're not going to roll that out November, December, but we can certainly talk about it for something potentially next year. So.
Perfect. Okay?
Okay. All right. Good.
Very good. Thank
you. Okay, great.
Take care. Have a great weekend.
Thanks,
Bye.
Adrian.
Thank you, Adrian. You as well. Best to Stuart.